yours.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Today's a beautiful day in the Lord. Today's a day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Praise you, Lord, for this time. Thank you, God, that you're going to use me to speak through you and help me to share this word with the people in the world and share my testimony about your scripture for this morning. So we're going to go with Luke 6:38. Give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaking together and running over, will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. And I want to speak on that because I am an example. God has used me greatly, greatly to be an example for that. If you give, and it will be given back to you. If whatever measure you put into it, it will come back to you. So God opened door for me. And he has blessed me richly in every way. I've given love. I've given compassion. I've given my time, my talent. Whatever you have, give it back to God. Let God use it. Let God use your talents that he's given you, and it will come back to you. Finances for one. The Lord gives you a job and to pay for what you need to pay for. He gives you a job to take care of your home, take care of food, take care of your family. He gives you a job to pay for your car, to even have a car, to do whatever you need. But the first thing is, if God has given you everything you need, why don't you take what he's given you and give it back to him? So, like, you got a job, why don't you give that 10%? Only wants 10%. He's asking only 10% of your income. And that's not a lot of money. So if you make $500, $50 out of your own pocket, and the rest is yours to take care of what you need to take care of. So I've been giving and sowing into my church, the ministry, and God has given back to me more, and to bless others with it. He's given me enough to share with nations. Why? That's how God uses you. The money that you get in your hands is not your money to do what you want. It's the money that to sow into God's kingdom. He gives you what you need. And then God wants you to give to his kingdom. And so you give. First you gotta give to God. It says you rob me from tithes and offerings. So I give to God. I put my love offering, and then I pay for my bills, and then I feed myself or whatever I need, and then God gives you more to help others in need. It's a powerful scripture. It says lend to the poor. When you lend to the poor, that was in Proverbs 19:17. Let's go there, because I want to share that scripture with you, and it's very powerful. It touches. If this don't touch your heart, then to give, to lend to the poor, that you get back. You will get back what God has given. You know, he says, he who has pity on the poor lends to the Lord, and he will pay back what he has given. And you might not see it right away when you do that, but you will see it. You will see it once you start following the word in obedience and giving back to what God has called you to do with it. And so, I have been, like I said, I've been blessed. God has richly blessed me from inside and out. I have surrendered my will to his will to be a vessel for him to reach out to the poor, to help those in need. And once you became a willing vessel, ooh, thank you, Jesus. Once you become a willing vessel, God can use you mightily, and you will be so blessed, just not blessed in finances, but blessed with love. They'll look at you and they'll see Jesus in you, and God will get all the glory. If you do it because you want to do it, you do it out of your own motives and your own way. Like, what am I going to get back in all this? If you get selfish with it, it will stop. It will stop because you're not doing it with the right heart. You got to have the right heart to give. Because God said he loves a cheerful giver. And with being a cheerful giver, you do it with the right heart, and God will open doors like you've never seen. God will open those doors. He will put people in your life. He will make a way when there seemed to be no way. If you're worried and scared and frightened about paying your bills, why don't you just give God a chance, sow into his kingdom, and watch those bills be paid. Watch food on your table. Watch what he does. Give him a chance. Test him. He said, test me. Test me and try me. Let's go to Malachi. I'm not saying anything what the word don't say. And it's all about the word of God. I don't say it in my own words. I say, like I said, what the word of God says. So it's Malachi 3. It says, let's find it. Malachi 3. Hold on, I'm looking for it. I think it's at the end of Malachi. That was at the end. Malachi. It says, oh, here it is. I found it. Malachi 3:8. Will a man rob God? Yet you have robbed me. But you say, in what way have we robbed you? In tithes and offerings. You are cursed with a curse, for you have robbed me, even this whole nation. Bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house, and try me now in this, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open for you the windows of heaven and pour out for you such blessings that they will not be room enough to receive it. That is so powerful. I have tried God, and God has kept that promise, and he has followed through with that word. So even though I had no job, I had something, a little something came in, something that somebody gave me some money, I tied with that. And whatever whatever income you get, why don't you just, you know, give God a chance with that and see what he does for your life. It's so true. I believe when it says you're cursed with a curse, I believe that if your bills, you're worried about your bills not being paid, I believe that that's a curse, because God gives you what you need, and if you don't sow into, if you don't give what he said, you know, don't do it. Don't give if you can. But the widow's mite, Jesus watched a widow, sat back and watched. That's it right there. Jesus is watching what you give. So here comes the widow and giving in to the widow's giving, and then the Pharisees are giving. So the Pharisees are giving, they're rich, so they're just giving, you know, money into the pot. But here comes the widow, and all she had was two mites. And with those two mites, she gave all that she had. And God blessed that more than he blessed those who were richly giving. Because she gave out of her heart. The Pharisees was giving out of just ritual. It's like it was a ritual for them just to give. But when you give out of your heart, and I look at it this way, if God Holy Spirit, thank you, Lord. If God has given you what you need, if God has blessed you with your life, blessed you with a home, blessed you with a car, if he's blessed you with food on your plate every night, if you got hot water, if God has given you so much, your heart should be running to him and saying, here, Lord, here is what I can give back to you. And God knows what you make. God knows what you make. God gave you that job. God knows how much is in that pocket of yours, because he sees all and knows all. It's like another example of the wife and the husband, and they were giving out, they were selling their property. Well, the Holy Spirit knew how much that property cost, so they were selling their property, but they held back so much. And so Peter is saying, you know, Why'd you grieve the Holy Spirit? Why'd you lie about selling your property? And isn't it yours anyways? But you held back. And they died instantly. Instantly, right in front of them. They dropped dead because they lied. So God knows what's in your pocket. But I'm not here to force you to tithe. I'm not here to push you to give. If you want to see God bless your life, I would give it a try. I would, you know, test the Lord and say, all right, Lord, I'm going to test you with my finances. I might not have a lot of money. I might not have what I need right now, but I'm going to try you and I'm going to give you a shot in this. I've given my money to alcohol, given my money to drugs, I've given my money to everything, but now I want to give back to you, and I believe your word, what it says about giving into your storehouse, and it will come back to me. I am going to trust you with that. and I'm going to wait and see what you do with my life. And the storehouse he's talking about is God's kingdom. If you go to a church and that church is doing the will of God, if it's feeding the people, if it's helping the community, if it's sowing into people's lives, if it's all about people and loving on others, that is a good storehouse to sow into. Because you don't want to sow into something that's dead. You don't want to sow into something that's not good ground. Because you won't receive nothing back if you sow into something that's not good ground. But like I said, if you sow into what's good ground, and I have sown into my church because my church, people say, I love my church. I just love my church. Well, do you really love your church? Do you really say, my church is walking the way of Jesus? Is your church following the way what God tell you to do? I can honestly say I love my church because it's following the word of God. It's going out touching lives. My church that I go to, and I'm going to put it out there in the world, and I believe that my church has touched many cities, many states, many people that was in need. And so my church is called Freedom Tour Church, and it's in Eloise, Florida. And the distributed warehouse is in Lake Wales, Florida. And my pastor has so much compassion for people that he touches so many lives. It's not just the food. It's not just the product he puts out to help the need for disasters. It's walking the word of God out. He's touching lives by delivering them, setting them free from Satan's bondage, healing their bodies from diseases. He's touching their lives like, Jesus says to heal the sick, cast out demons, and preach the word of God. Well, that's what he does. He follows the word of God by doing that. And I am a witness. I am a living witness that he does that because I was healed. I had so many things wrong with me inside, but God has used this man and he's being obedient to the word of God, and he has used this man to touch lives. And through that, people have been saved and healed and delivered. And now he's making disciples. And I boast only what God is doing, not what my pastor's doing, because it's not about him. It's about God. And I boast what God is doing through him. But we're just willing vessels. Like I said earlier, you have to be a willing vessel to walk out God's kingdom. And he's chosen you. Everybody is chosen for a reason. You're on this earth for a purpose. You're not here for yourself. You're here for God to use you in a mighty way. So be a willing vessel. Be that willing vessel. Say, here I am, God, send me. I will go for you. I will step out. I will surrender. I will give you me. Just tell me where to go. Tell me what to do. Tell me what to say and help me. Teach me. Show me the way. For Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. And he will show you. He will teach you. He will help you grow in that area. And I have learned so much. God has taught me so much through giving myself first you first have to give yourself before God does anything else. I believe that. I believe you have to surrender first and say, God, here I am. I am a sinner. I need to ask your forgiveness. Please come into my heart and take and forgive me for my sins. I accept you, Jesus. And so, and when you do that, Jesus and God and the Holy Spirit come in and they sit with you. And once they start sitting with you, you start learning more and growing in His Word and walking out the Word. God is amazing. God is so good. He's been so good to me and so good to me that I've seen miracles after miracles. I can't even count them all. Blessings after blessings. And He's still using me to help others. And I just thank God for that. I don't boast about me, because if you start boasting about yourself, then pride, that's pride. You boast what God is doing, what the Lord is doing in your life. And He gets all the glory. He gets all the glory. And so I want to end with a devotion. And today's the October the 27th of 2021. It says, praise for an unchanging God. James 1:17. Father, in a world that changes sometimes on a daily basis, I'm so relieved and glad that you do not change. Your promises, your love, your faithfulness, your wisdom, it is all the same now as it was in the beginning of creation. I hold on to you with all my might. I want to remain firm and steadfast in my spirit. I strive to remain unmoved by the whims of today's fads and false doctrines. You are my rock and my redeemer, and I praise you for keeping me grounded and secure. Amen. I thank you for listening. I hope this word has touched your life, touched your spirit, open up your heart, and to receive everything that God has for you today. Thank you for listening again. God bless everyone. Have a blessed day. Bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Okay, so now what happens?
Just hang up.